Good morning and welcome. I am Donita Strong, wife of Mark, one of the sons, and on behalf of the entire Strong family, our sweet mother Evie, Mark and Steve, Karina, Tyler, Trent, Natalie, Nicole, and Josh, we want to thank you for being here with us today. For me, it's been an absolute joy and honor to be one of the two daughter-in-laws of such a godly example of what a father, husband, and grandfather looks like for over 26 years. Thank you for joining us as we remember and honor the life of our father, our father-in-law, and grandfather, whom we love, Joseph Stephen Strong. What a blessing he was to our family. It's also an honor for us to share this time with you. We gather here today because Steve, who we called Dad and Grandpa, was special to each of you, and you are no doubt very special to him. So thank you for joining us today as we celebrate the life that he lived on this great earth that God gave us. We're here to say our final goodbyes, reflect upon amazing memories with him, honor his time spent on this earth with us, and thank the Lord for all that he meant to each of us. In these next few moments, we will celebrate, laugh, shed some tears, but remember the vibrant life that this special man lived with each of us. We also want to take the time to invite you to a reception this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Tucson Country Club. We hope that you can join us there so that we can share more memories together and we can hear from you of the stories that you have. If you missed the guest book on your way in, it's right here in the back. So please take a few moments to sign it just to let us know that you were part of our life here today. Let us give this difficult time to the Lord and pray together. Will you pray with me? Gracious Heavenly Father, our ever-present help when we mourn, we come to you this day, thanking you for the life of our dad. We thank you for the love he shared with us. We know that you are saying, "Well done, my good and faithful one. You've run the race, and now you are home." God, we offer you this service to be glorified as the creator of life. We ask, and we know that you will comfort and encourage each of us, our families and friends. We are burdened with the sorrow of his loss. Speak to us through your holy word, that we may know Jesus Christ as the door to eternal life, in whose precious name we pray. Amen.
Will you please stand with me as we sing Blessed Assurance?
Submission.
Thank you. Please be seated.
A reading from John 14, verses 1 through 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and I prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. A reading from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
And now let's stand and sing In Christ Alone. Please stand.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. Stone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the life, no fear commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
Please be seated.
I gave a father of the bride speech about 6 months ago, and I thought that was a little tough, but we'll see. Well, good morning, family and friends, and on behalf of Mark, Donita, Karina, and our family, thank you for all being here. I know Dad would feel very honored to have so many familiar faces here to celebrate his life. Anybody who had a chance to interact with my dad, both personally and professionally, would agree that he was a very humble and kind individual. He was passionate about three things in life: his patients, his family, and my mom. I will always remember growing up and seeing the excitement on my dad's face when he left for work each day. I grew up hearing stories about what an amazing doctor he was and how much his patients loved him. He took a great deal of pride in caring for others and was known for his ability to communicate and comfort his patients. He not only cared for his patients in this community, but he traveled throughout Africa, Honduras, and Mexico to share his medical gift and his love for the Lord. Just as fortunate as his patients felt to have him as their doctor, Mark and I felt the same fortune to have him as our father. He taught us the important values of like family and faith. He was an amazing role model who showed us what it meant to be a faithful husband, an unselfish father, and a master gardener. I will always remember growing up and watching Dad diligently tend to his rose bushes. And no matter how hard I've tried, I never seemed to have my roses bloom the way he did. I remember fondly the father-son trips that we took to Lobos, Mexico every spring. Anyone who knows my dad knows that camping in a tent on the beach would not be his choice of a vacation. But each year, he was enthusiastic to make the trek down south and spend time with his boys. Mark and I took great pride in terrorizing him by tracking sand into the tent after each night he spent sweeping every drop of sand out. As much as he enjoyed watching Mark and I grow up, he loved being a grandfather even more. You could see his eyes light up every time his grandkids were around. He loved the birthday parties, the games, Christmas pageants, gaslight plays, fishing and hunting trips, and all the family barbecues. I know one of his favorite memories was being the girls' cotillion, being part of the girls' cotillion and attending the dance lessons with them. No matter what activities the grandkids were participating in, Dad was always excited to be there. As much as the grandkids could light up Dad's world, there was only one person who could make his life complete. It's Mom. Sorry. Every day of his 62 years of marriage, Dad taught us what it meant to be a great husband. He married his sweetheart, and he was dedicated to her totally. From the very first time he spotted her in the hospital bed during his residency, he was captivated by her beauty and charm. Dad and Mom lived a storybook romance for 62 years of their marriage. They carried each other, they cared for each other, they enjoyed each other's company, and they traveled throughout the world together. Growing up watching how they always placed the other person first was an amazing lesson in what it means to be a loving spouse. I know Dad is up there preparing a beautiful rose garden for Mom, just like he did for their entire marriage. Well, Dad, we're gonna miss you. Your caring, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us see the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, and the best father our son could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing Dad is home.
Well, good morning. It's always a challenge to follow my brother on comments about Dad, but it's my honor to reflect on Dad as a father to Steve and I, as a grandfather, Christian man, and the best and most loving husband to my mother, Evie. On the day before Father's Day, it's appropriate to recognize Dad's wonderful traits as a father. Dad was loving, honest, loyal. He was patient and an outstanding, strong role model to the two of us. Though Dad was the only child, he quickly understood that raising two sons with similar but unique interests and paths in life would require him to individually coach, teach, and mentor us so that we could develop into a model like he was. Dad demonstrated a willingness to spend discrete time with each of us, to work through our challenges growing up, to be strong Christian men, able to raise a family of our own. For me, growing up as a son of a very successful physician set a very high standard, a very high bar. As a young child, Dad would offer to take us on rounds to see patients at Tucson Medical Center, St. Joe. As I recall, Steve rarely agreed to go on these trips, but somehow I felt compelled to go along. During each of these visits, Dad would take some extra time to talk to me about what I wanted to achieve in life, my goals and aspirations. I do believe that Dad secretly wanted one of the two boys to follow in his footsteps to be a doctor. I never had the heart to tell Dad that the only reason I agreed to go on rounds with him was to eat donuts in the doctor's lounge. I never, and my beautiful wife will attest to this, I'm not a big fan of going to hospitals. And when I wanted treatment, I actually called Dad. And if I need a Z-Pack or something, I never went to the doctor. I just got Dad on the phone, and he'd write me a script, and I'd go to CVS and pick it up and self-treated myself for years. As a Christian man, Dad was even a bigger inspiration to me as we grew up. He devoted himself to the Word of God, nurturing a strong Christian family with my mom, Evelyn. He set example, as Steve said, throughout his life as he volunteered on multiple mission trips to Africa, Mexico, Honduras, providing medical care and ministry. Dad truly enjoyed these opportunities to serve others and help those in need. This is just how Dad lived his life. Finally, as a husband, there could be no greater role model. From the moment he was introduced to my mom while he was a young resident doctor, to the very last days of his life, Dad absolutely adored Mom. Dad was faithful, humble, graceful, and content in a wonderful marriage. Throughout his life and over 63 years of marriage, being a husband to Evie was his greatest pleasure. As Mom's health declined over the past few years, Dad truly demonstrated grace, humility, and love as an equal partner in a marriage to Mom. Initially set aside all of his personal interest to care for Mom. He was doing it on his own. And then eventually he set up in-home care to support Evie so they could always be together as his life transitions, the two of them transition together. I've truly learned from Dad how to be a Christian husband and a father, and with this, I am so grateful. I will miss our hour-long conversations as I drove home from the Pentagon each day. His counsel on life's challenges and his never-ending interest in my family's happiness, our activities, any future assignments coming my way provided me with a calming presence in a very turbulent world. I will miss hearing about his travels with Mom and their frequent visits to come and see us in Northern Virginia. And I will miss the simple things, to include our conversations of simple home repair, the backyard, and whether or not my grass was growing correctly. Arizona baseball was always on our mind, and his interest in the military and my service provided me a lot of peace and comfort. But most of all, I'm grateful that he's now in peace, return home to be with our Lord and Savior. Thank you for coming.
Okay, we'll continue now and sing Amazing Grace. If you will please stand.
His mercy reigns, unending love. the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine, will be
Please be seated.
Greetings in the Lord's name. As we come together to remember Steve, a faithful follower of Jesus Christ, who was a devoted and loving husband, father, grandfather, and friend. Cynthia and I were blessed to be friends with Steve and Evie and to be recipients of their friendship by having many dinners in their home. Brunches at Panera Bread after church, and even a three-day trek together in New Zealand. That is friendship. Steve loved God, revered his word, and wanted to let others know of Christ's love as he used his medical training to minister to others here in Tucson, Mexico, Africa, and many other places. Steve loved his family, and we were always updated with the latest news of his sons and their wives. But especially, he was proud of the achievements and talents of his grandchildren. We're thankful to have been part of his life for the special fellowship we had with him. Just as we all cared and loved Steve, we had added assurance of God's love too. We were told in Psalm 116, verse 15, the Lord cares deeply when his loved ones die. The death of God's saint is really the crowning glory of a life of faith and obedience, which perfectly describes Steve's life. For it is in the transition of death that the child of God exchanges his worlds. He goes from one that is temporal to one that is eternal. From a world filled with pain, sorrow, and tears, to one where every tear is wiped away from every eye, and there is no more sorrow, crying, or pain. His eternal inheritance is no longer a hope. It is a reality, and we're thankful for that. Yet the passing of a loved one and friend impresses upon us the brevity and the uncertainty of life. The short span of our temporal existence is noted in James chapter 4. James says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor, that breath on a cold day, that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." Certainly we cannot presume on this future, but we do have the good news that Jesus was giving us eternal life, and this life was in his Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. I'm confident that Steve would want you to know, just as he did, that assurance or certainty of his salvation and eternal life by asking Christ to forgive your sins and to be this your Savior and Lord. Once we know Christ in this way, he promises to be with us as our good shepherd to guide us on our journey. And just like the ladies shared before, Psalm 23 says in a different version, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me right along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Our loved one, Steve, who lovingly touched our lives in countless ways, is a recipient of God's goodness and loving kindness, and is now experiencing the amazing blessing of living in the house of the Lord forever. Can you imagine him dancing? The assurance comforts and consoles his family and all of us who grieve. God is a faithful father who is always present for his children, ready to bless, comfort, and give his peace and an unfailing love. And you've heard that in the testimony of his children. A pastor wrote these words, "Just think of stepping onto a shore and finding it heaven, of touching a hand and finding it God's, of breathing new air and finding it celestial, of waking up in glory and finding it home." Steve is now breathing new air and living in glory with the Lord, and it is indeed well with his soul.
Our last song is "It Is Well With My Soul." Please stand.
Remind you that all of you are invited to the reception at the Tucson Country Club, and we just need to say thanks for a good time here of remembering our friend. Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you for Steve's life and the love and goodness he shared with us. We are all blessed to have been a part of his life. We rejoice in your promise of love, joy, and peace. In your mercy, turn the darkness of death into a dawn of new life, and the sorrow of parting into the joy of heaven. Through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who died, rose again, and lives forevermore. Amen. Thank you for coming, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Country Club.